Calvin Coolidge, the quiet New Englander who was born in Vermont, went on to serve as the nation's 30th president. But have you heard of Howard Dean? The current governor of Vermont hopes to win the White House in 2004. Dean is running hard in states like Iowa and New Hampshire, where voters make the first cut in the campaign. John Dillon of Vermont Public Radio prepared this report.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
This is Howard Dean's eighth trip to New Hampshire as a presidential candidate. The physician-turned-politician is back this time for a Sunday brunch with a Democratic business group in Concord. As he moves through the crowded Mexican restaurant, Dean meets the activists who will help choose the 2004 ticket in the nation's first presidential primary.
You have a great crowd. I'm delighted.
And I think there's about 50 people who wanted to come who were on vacation this week and just couldn't
That's okay.
Here.
This is not my last trip to New Hampshire.
Dean may be known in New Hampshire because he led neighboring Vermont for more than a decade. But outside New England, he's far from a household name. And in the early campaign for money, Dean lags way behind. His political action committee reported only about $37,000 in the bank as of July. North Carolina Senator John Edwards, another likely candidate, has more than $1 million. To become better known, the Vermont governor has a plan for the early contests. It involves dozens of similar gatherings in Iowa, New Hampshire, California, South Carolina. As Dean moves through the Concord crowd, he tells voters about his medical background, and compares himself to Republican Senator John McCain, who appealed to both independents and Democrats in the 2000 race.
I am obviously somebody who's not in the traditional mold as a doctor and the only governor in the race and all that kind of thing. So we actually have some McCain people working for us in upstate New York.
Dean may be the Energizer Bunny of the early campaign, but the former physician faces some serious obstacles. Garrison Nelson, a University of Vermont political science professor, says voting power has shifted to the South and West. The Northeast hasn't produced a president since John Kennedy. And Nelson notes that tiny Vermont has only 3 electoral college votes.
And the other big question is, how can you come out of a state which is as white as Vermont and be the effective candidate for a political party that is close to 40%, you know, minority?
But Nelson says Dean has some strengths as well.
First of all, the need for a new face and the fact that, you know, there is kind of a fatigue has set in with regard to these particular candidates. He is a governor, and even though it's a teeny state, he is a governor, and governors make executive decisions, and governors have done quite well.
A July cover story in the New Republic described Dean as the most intriguing but most unknown Democratic presidential candidate. But that may be changing. He's caught a wave of media attention this summer, including recent appearances on Fox News and NBC's Meet the Press. He's modeled his primary campaign on Jimmy Carter, who showed that a small state governor can come from obscurity to do well in Iowa and New Hampshire. Dean's already visited Iowa 7 times. He was the first in the presidential campaign field to criticize President Bush over the 2001 tax cuts. In his stump speech, Dean calls it a borrow-and-spend policy that threatens to bankrupt the country.
The tax cuts are bad for the economy. The tax cuts are why the economy is in bad shape. I mean, we have $165 billion, $200 billion deficits as far as the eye can see.
And like the doctor he was, Dean prescribes some strong fiscal medicine. Roll back the tax cuts, he says, and the country will have enough money to fund a prescription drug benefit for seniors, support a strong military, and provide universal health care for children. Dean runs on his record in Vermont. Under his initiative, all children under 18 in the state have health coverage. He's also balanced the budget every year and lowered taxes. Vermont under Howard Dean also became the first state in the country to pass a civil unions law that gives the legal benefits of marriage to gay and lesbian couples. The issue may be a liability, particularly among conservative voters in the South. But Dean says it's a question of equal rights for all Americans.
I think people all over the country are looking for somebody who has the courage to do what they think is right, as opposed to just wondering what the political polls show. So there'll be people who refuse to vote for me because of civil unions, but I don't think most of those people were going to vote for a Democrat anyway.
In New Hampshire, voter Patrick Wood from Laconia says he was impressed by Dean's blunt style and command of the issues, but he questioned how the governor will fare against candidates who have more money and who are better known.
My heart is with him. I need to get the brain to work with the heart on this one yet. I'm glad that he's here, and we'll see how it goes. I hope that he gains the national recognition.
After the New Hampshire trip, the governor went on to California. Then it was back to New Hampshire, a state he'll visit many more times before the 2004 primary. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire. ¶¶